Welcome to This Is Important, a production of iHeartRadio, the show where we only talk about what's obviously most crucially integral to the fabric of our very nature. Today we talk about...
Did gremlins use real animals?
I don't need to be called a king to make myself feel like I'm worth it.
Sasquatch exists in them thar hills.
Bro, it's been bubbling since the mammoths were on Earth and you're not stoked?
Here we go.
Good morning.
Welcome back.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Wake up!
Saturday. I love doing this on a Saturday morning. This is when we were all working. We had to find time to squeeze it in because, the podcast community would implode if we didn't have a hot, hot, fresh out the oven new ep.
Hot.
Would it? It would?
The community? Yeah, they would.
Kyle, are you talking the community?
Yeah, I just was wondering if that was the truth, if you heard that anywhere.
Like, yeah, a lot of people stop me in the streets.
Yeah,
When I'm in the streets, they're like, a new episode better drop on my skull.
Or else I'm imploding. Personally, I'm imploding.
No, they don't say personally, they say the community.
The community,
oh, yeah. That's where I had it wrong. I got
and
it.
And Adam, I don't know if you're being serious. I can never tell ever if you're being serious or not. But
is that because I'm your favorite actor or is that...
You are an excellent actor and you have a great...
Okay.
And you're a human mystery.
You are a mysterious friend.
Killer liar, dude. You're the best.
But upon being out and about in Atlanta, I have actually had quite a few people come up and tell me they're listening to the pod. So shout out to the community for listening.
Yes.
No, I get it a lot. People are listening. It is pretty cool.
It's true.
It is cool.
I got my first one in Oregon. I was at some lake in the middle of nowhere and the dude at the harbor.
Your first one?
Yeah. It's like for the podcast. Somebody, my first, hey man, the podcast is great. Yes.
All right.
As opposed to like, yo, workaholics. Oh, and.
Oh, yeah. I've been getting that since for months and months and months now.
Well, you're lucky.
I feel like I go out more than you do. Yeah,
you're out. I'm at home writing like a weirdo.
Yeah, you're kissing your children and loving your family.
I got my first one as well. I was hiking in, where was I? Lake Hollywood.
Oh,
and the guy was coming up behind me, and I was like, "Hey, let's like move over, let him go." He's like, "Hey, I'm listening to you right now."
Oh, right now. Damn!
Oh, that's next level.
He goes. Oh, dang. I can scent that fart anywhere. Or I
that wet salad?
That fart, that the sound of that fart, I can
that
hear.
That dude smells exactly like he sounds.
Yeah. You're like, that's wait amazing. A second, that's some hot water trash. I found him in the wild.
But he was listening to it at the moment?
Yeah, and I was like, and I quizzed him. I was like, oh yeah, what are we talking about?
You didn't believe him?
He said, come. And you're like, you got it.
And he was like, yeah. He was like, I think Durs and Adam are talking about Peru. And I was like, I don't think we ever, are you lying? What's up?
Yeah.
I think we did that.
First episode.
I think that was like, yeah, way, way back. One of the first.
Oh, is that where you guys did bad ideas? Is that what that is?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. So he was telling the truth.
We were talking our Peruvian days. Uh-huh.
Beautiful. Good.
Yeah, he was new. Well, you know what? That was the first episode. So he saw you.
Dude, this is what I thought.
Probably stretching in at the base of the mountain.
Right.
As I know you do, you like to get nice and limber before your early morning.
You got to get all the farts out.
Yeah, you got to squeeze all the farts out before you attack the mountain.
Yeah.
And then he was like, I know what I'm queuing up. Blake, can you hit me with my dad saying this shit's important?
Sure. Yeah, let me pull that up right here.
That shit's important.
Woo! There you go.
Because I got some pretty big news. I think you guys have all hit me
here
up.
Here we go.
Oh, yes.
For the community. This is for the community.
Yes.
We have big news over in the Divine household.
Mm-hmm.
So my dad, obviously, he's been cancer dad for the last few months. And
yes.
My dad.
Very excited that he no longer necessarily needs to rock that moniker because he got some fucking awesome news that he has no detectable cancer in his body.
I feel like this is that's amazing. Congratulations.
Yes, this is huge
news. That's so fucking cool.
Yeah, it's very cool.
That shit's important.
The community must be freaking right now.
The community's freaking.
Everybody.
That's the quickest. That was so fast. He whooped its ass in the first round.
Do you think he was faking it? Was this even real?
Oh, here we go.
I personally never went with him to the hospital, and I did FaceTime him when he was in the hospital, and it could be a set.
Deep fake.
It could be a set, but I don't feel like my dad has the technical wherewithal because I am his son, and I know I couldn't do that, so I don't think he is faking. I do think it's real, so.
Okay.
Well, you are my most mysterious friend, and he might be the most mysterious dad, so there's really...
best liar.
The best liar. Fantastic liar.
The craziest shit happened. He like had crazy pain last week and had to go to the emergency room.
Oh, no.
And he thought he was having a heart attack.
Yeah.
And he goes, and he was like, fuck, I'm having a heart attack. This is how I'm going to die. I've got cancer.
What is it, like an SNL sketch from the 80s?
I'm having a heart attack.
Oh, dude, yeah.
And he goes, and he is there, and they do all the scans on him, and they can't figure it out. He's got a blood clot in his lungs, which can kill you.
Here we go.
No, that's not good.
And then they put him on blood thinners, and while they did those scans, he was supposed to go to Houston to do all the proper tests this past week. Mm-hmm. And this was last weekend, and he's in Lake of the Ozarks. And they, at Lake of the Ozarks, are telling him, oh, there's your cancer. You know, we can still see it. They didn't get it all. There still is.
Dr. Ozarks is back at it.
Dude, Dr. Ozarks, man.
They're just like...
no offense to them, but they suck, and they should all quit their jobs because they fucking suck at their jobs, dude.
Yeah, that's the cancer again, man. That's got to be the cancer.
Dude, that's it.
I listened to the podcast. That's the cancer.
Bro, I'm part of the community, dude.
Dude, that shit's important. And they're like, there's the cancer. And so my dad was like, you know, not only is he bummed that he, like, now he has blood clots and he has to be on blood thinners for maybe his whole life.
Yeah. Right.
And those are really dangerous. Those could just like up and kill you like that.
Blood thinners can or blood clots?
Blood clots.
Yeah.
And so he's, you know, he's scared about that. And then also he's like, fuck, and I still have cancer. Like, the goal was to get rid of it this first pass because they can't continue to give you radiation on the exact same spot.
Right.
Because your body just can't handle it.
It starts to take a toll.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hit the popo's out button.
Getting over there. Sorry, guys.
Thank you.
It takes me a while to locate a lot of these.
Thank you, Blake.
Obviously, when we're talking about radiating a certain spot and you can't do it, that's a Popo Zao moment. Thank you.
Popo Zao! When we're talking about cancer and radiation, we have to be quick trigger fingers on the drop buttons.
Yeah.
And you also need to know exactly what these two are thinking about, which button you're supposed to hit. They're the ones that are dictating the buttons.
I'm telling you.
Hey, I asked for it. I straight up asked for it. This shit's important.
Yeah.
Hey, well, that's a good one.
That shit's important.
Yeah, no, that was... you were leading into a story. The Popo Zao.
Yeah, Adam is commanding. I'm demanding.
Demanding, commanding, either way.
Demanding.
I'm happy to be here with the board and everything you need from me. Just let me know.
Cool. Yeah.
And so when he gets to Houston, where the MD Anderson, which is a fantastic hospital, and he gets to his doctor. He's, you know, obviously he thinks this doctor's going to tell him the exact same shit he just learned a few days earlier.
Right.
That his cancer is still there. It has shrunk pretty dramatically.
From the Ozark doctor.
My dad's like, yeah, it sucks that cancer's still there. What's plan B? How are we going to continue the fight?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm FaceTiming him.
More weed.
More smoke.
Is it more weed?
Do I have to move on to gravity bongs?
Yeah, do I need the volcano bag? Should I dust my volcano bag off?
Should
I start doing hot knives? Would that help a little more?
I'll try anything.
I'm looking like such an asshole because I'm FaceTiming with them.
Right.
But I'm dressed in full Kelvin character from the Righteous Gemstones.
Oh, cool. They're like, this your son?
Jesus.
So I'm wearing like a pink blazer with my hair all spiky with like tons of rings and necklaces on and shit. And I'm like trying to be all serious and be like, yeah, thank you, doctor. Thanks for seeing us, you know, on this FaceTime, like a fucking looking like a total maniac.
I wonder what is the most serious conversation ever to be had with somebody with a faux hawk. That's up there.
That's it.
Yeah, for sure.
Right there.
Yeah. I look insane. We're also doing this baptism scene for one of the characters. So the set is absolutely insane. And I'm in the middle of the set. I'm waiting to be called to places.
Right.
So I only have a few minutes. And the doctor looks at my dad and he goes, I don't know what your doctor is talking about. In the Brozarks, No, actually, the doctor's like, yo, shit, son. So looks looks like you don't got no cancer, bro. He says that that was the spot that the doctor was confused about in the Ozarks and thought it was cancer is actually scar tissue from it being radiated away. And he cannot see any cancer cells. That's not saying that there's no cancer there.
Right.
And there could be, you know, some ancillary cells floating around that haven't formed a tumor yet. But he's going to, you know, they're going to keep doing shit for over the next 6 months to a year to try to make sure that they don't form a tumor.
Yeah, ancillary, right.
Ancillary.
Hit him with the ancillary one time.
There's ancillary tumors, cells, ancillary. And
named after good old ancillary.
Ansel Adams' brother, Ansel Larry.
Ansel Larry Adams.
Ansel Larry. Remember Ansel Larry? What a guy.
So best case, it was honestly the best news we could have gotten. I've never really happy cried in my life.
Okay.
Have you guys ever happy cried before?
Oh.
I don't think I ever have.
Yes, I have. I have.
Yeah.
Tears of joy?
Tears of joy. You guys have children, so maybe that.
Yeah.
That's what it was for me. My wife and I were trying to get pregnant for a long time, and then finally, after like 2.5 years, it was like, hey, I'm pregnant, and I just like buckled and started crying, and like, it was pretty embarrassing.
Sensitive.
You're like, I can't keep fucking like this.
It was like,
thank you.
Or I was going to say it was the opposite. It was like, now she's like, and now we can stop having sex. We did it.
Thank you, God.
And then I started crying.
Yeah, and you're like, no.
No, that was the moment for me, though. I was like,
that's awesome, dude.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I got a little misty-eyed when but I was at work, so I wasn't trying to be, you know, a fucking sobbing mess. A
blubbering.
So you didn't want to be made fun of? Yeah. Right. Your co-stars are going
to
bust
you. I tried to be cool in front of all my co-stars.
Yeah.
But
it's important for men not to cry.
Even now.
Dude, and let's talk about that here. Men, stay strong.
All the men listening, stop crying.
Stop crying, you bitch. Be strong, dude.
It's embarrassing.
Yeah, let's go back. Back to when we weren't supposed to cry.
Let's go back. Dude, enough of your feelings, emotion.
It's honestly better.
Yeah, hold it in.
Chloe was with me, and then she went to like go run an errand, and all of a sudden, I'm just alone for the first time since hearing the news, and I just fucking cried for like 20 minutes. Like happy, like that's snot beautiful. Crying, like just like.
Like roaring, going.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
Like that, I still like, love you.
Like snot coming out of my face, just like pacing around my house going, yes, yes.
Yeah, yes!
Like a damn Clippers game.
Dude, honestly.
Right.
Let's go.
Mm-hmm. There it is.
Let's go to the doctor.
It's just me saying, let's go.
You had a faux hawk. You're screaming, let's go. You're crying tears of joy.
Do you think, honestly, there's a 100% possibility that a doctor has given a family news like this, a positive news like this,
yes.
And the young go hard bro in the family right. screams.
The little hockey kid?
Yeah, screams, let's go.
Oh, yeah. Dude.
You know, yes. 100%. And you know that mom is kind of bro-y too, so she's like, let's go! The sister is like,
that's right, come on!
Let's go, Grayson, let's go!
Let's go!
Who's this freaking bro mom, dude?
Bro moms, real bro moms of Atlanta, dude. Come
dude,
on.
Is that a thing? Are bro moms a thing?
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Down in Manhattan Beach.
Yeah. Who do you think is raising these children to be the all-star bros that they are?
Yeah.
It ain't the dads.
If you have a son named Bryson, you might have a bro mom.
You might be a bro mom. Yeah.
Dude.
That's tight.
I love some kid like getting his braces off, and the dentist is like, son, we're going to be able to take those braces off today. Let's go!
Let's go!
Let's go!
Go!
I'm going to be kissing in no time!
I'm finally going to kiss Cherie.
Who?
Or what's
no, man.
Cherie?
Yeah.
Yeah. Who's Cherie?
Is this like in Paris, France?
Cherie, the French exchange student?
Is that a young girl name? What is that?
Yeah, Cherie. Yeah, that's a hot one right now.
Yeah, I feel it. Cherie.
Hey, shout out to Cherie Slater Haven.
Cherie.
All the Cheries out there. May you find your Bryson and make magical bro babies.
Little bro children.
Yeah, say hi to your bro mom.
Cherie.
Let's go!
What's cool about workaholics is it's really going to be a time capsule for these children.
Oh.
These like bro children that did not know about it. And then they're going to be like, they're going to be like, because for a certain generation of people that watched, it's going to be like their Cheers, you know, like their comfort show.
Yeah, I would
that
say
the,
so.
That the parents watched, yeah. And then now they're raising these kids, and they're like, yeah, I got to put my comfort show on, my Workaholics. And then they cue that on.
Butthole, yeah.
And then the kids start watching it, and that becomes like, oh, this is what TV used to be like.
Right.
And then the cycle continues.
You know what breaks my heart? Is that
what's up?
We're never going to be on Nick at Night.
God damn, are you sure? We are Viacom.
Yeah, Viacom could make it happen.
We're a little too racy. I don't know.
What was the show that just got on Nick at Night? And I was like, oh, damn. Oh, I'm getting old now. I feel like they just started running like...
Dude, all of them. Like, Saved by the Bell and...
Like, yeah. Modern Family?
Oh, is Modern Family
It's new. I don't know, but I'm just saying, like, they... Like, the time gap used to be, like, 20 years. And then slowly after they just ran through shit, they were like, all right, it's been 6 years. Let's throw it on.
Yeah, I think like Friends is on Nick at Night now. Friends is everywhere all of a sudden. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah. High-waisted jeans.
Yeah, that they need to chill with that. Because back in the day, Nick at Night was like, I Love Lucy, nonstop.
It was like Dobie Gillis. It was...
here we go, Durs, pulling these reps.
What's Dobie Gillis? Hold on a second. What's Dobie Gillis?
Durs knows all the shit. Never even heard of Dobie Gillis.
I love it.
Dobie Gillis is like an old show from like the late 50s, early 60s, maybe.
Dobie Gillis?
You just made that up.
You
I have
made
literally
that
never
up.
Had heard that ever in my life. What the fuck is Dobie Gillis?
You never heard Dobie Gillis?
Dude, I like that we went from I Love Lucy, the most famous show of all time, like that started the modern day sitcom, to Dobie Gillis, a show three out of the four of us have never even heard of.
But I'm, again, 3 years older than you guys. I know a little bit more than you.
But still,
and a
Dobie Gillis.
Yeah, yeah. And a lifetime.
Dobie Gillis. And then what's the one with...
I'm thinking Happy Days, man.
Mr. Ed. Mr. Ed was on. You guys know Mr. Ed.
Yeah. Yes, Mr. Ed.
Oh, yeah. That show kind of sucked, right?
Mr. Ed did suck. Yeah, you're right.
Mr. Ed sucks, right? Like, what the fuck was that dumbass show about?
No. That doesn't suck.
I watched it every time, though, waiting for it to be, like, amazing.
I never watched
it. It was cool. They were just making a horse talk. That's hella funny.
They had strings, like, tied to his lips and would just pull them or something, right?
Yeah.
It was animal abuse like a motherfucker.
Yes, it was.
Dude.
It's a time capsule. You cannot do that anymore if they would fucking make the dude talk.
I know. And, Kyle, as a film director, are you angry that you can't just tie some strings to a horse's mouth and make him talk? Admittedly, it would lower the budget. You wouldn't have to do all this CGI.
Yeah.
And make 1,000 seasons.
Let me dance around
the
this.
The horse actually gets to be a star.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
I think like I'm not necessarily angry about it, but I do wish I was born back then so I could do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yo, to that point, I was just out in the wilderness of Oregon and we threw on... The Great Outdoors.
Ooh. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Classic movie.
Hey, wait, when you were in the wilderness?
Yeah, I was in Central Oregon, and we were in a cabin, and we watched The Great Outdoors. And they were like, is that bear CGI? And I was like, no, that's a real bear. And they were like, how would they make a real bear do that?
What is the production cost?
This is what we used to have to do. Like, some crazy guy would train real bears named Bart that was in like every bear movie and like wrestle this bear and like put on John Candy's costume and like fight a real bear. And they're like, what?
See, and that's what sucks about like the animal cruelty people is now there's no...
Yeah, thank you. Go
thank
off,
you.
King.
Let's go off, bro.
Thank you. Now there's no Bart. There's no star of a bear. No. There's no bear that's getting his shine, you know? Because now we have to CGI it because we're worried that we can't shave his head. He'll be embarrassed if he goes...
Right, or put a fake, like, hairless butt cheek thing on him.
On the bear?
You never seen
Yeah, we can't shame this bear, even though maybe this bear is hilarious. Maybe he thinks that's a funny bit.
Right.
You don't know. You don't know what's in this bear's head.
They don't know.
Well, that is interesting because, like, who's speaking up for... Yeah, exactly. Somebody needs to speak up for the animals who want to perform.
Right.
Yes.
Who want to be comedians.
They're all speaking up for the animals and saying they don't want to perform, yet they bring them to set. Okay.
Yes.
I think they want to perform.
Maybe they love it.
Maybe they want to have sex with me. Wait, what?
Huh?
What's that?
What were other Nick and Night shows? My Three Sons?
Yeah.
Father Knows Best?
Happy Days? Laverne and Shirley?
What is your favorite animal starring film? Because I got mine right off top. Fucking Dustin Checks In, dude. That one was so money. Do you remember that show?
Oh, sorry. You're saying a movie starring an animal? Or like,
yes.
Who's your favorite animal star of all time?
Because
Bart the Bear is up there. He's in a ton of movies.
Which one was Bart the Bear?
Dude. The one from Great Outdoors.
Oh,
one from Great Outdoors is also in like The Edge and like every bear movie you've seen, it's the same bear.
Do you remember the movie that was actually called just Bear? It was just a movie about a bear called Bear.
No,
I don't.
I think I remember the cover being like a shitty cover.
Yeah, it was super cracking though. That movie is legit.
All right.
Now, did Gremlins use real animals? Because I might say Gremlins. Because those.
Well, that's where I was. I was like Harry and the Hendersons.
Gizmo was real, but the rest were all animatronic.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, Gizmo was real.
Yeah, for sure.
And Harry and the Hendersons, same thing. Was that real or
a real Sasquatch?
Was that a real Sasquatch?
In the end shot where they all come out from the trees where they were hiding, those were real, but the one in the kitchen was a costume.
That's cool. That's cool that we're just considering, like Mac and Me, that was a great animal movie.
Right.
Right, Mac and Me.
E.T. Exactly.
By the way, Harry Anderson's does not hold up at all. I watched it the other day, and it's like 40-minute long set pieces of just like, he's in the kitchen still, just rattling pots.
No!
I've been thinking about that a lot, because I'm out here in the Sierras making this indie film, and there's like all these Sasquatch cutouts.
Yeah, like keep an eye out.
Yeah, like Sasquatch exists in them thar hills. And I'm like, holy fuck, if I saw a Sasquatch, that would be so scary, dude. So scary.
What would you do, dude?
What would happen?
Bro, you should just take your clothes off and go for a walk and have somebody take pictures of you.
You are the Sasquatch.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Right. Yeah, I'm smiling through the pain.
Well, I remember thinking back in the day, like doing like an R-rated version of Harry and the Hendersons would be so funny. Like you just catch like
X-rated.
Blake,
this is a hardcore.
Yeah, let's go.
And Blake always takes
this. Ain't Harry and the Hendersons.
Do I make you horny, baby?
This ain't Harry and the Hendersons. A porno parody,
bro. You know so it down. Would go off. You know it go off. Don't act like you guys didn't watch the Pokemon parody.
Hey, somebody's gonna get
just
off.
A giant Bigfoot dick.
I'd
watch it for sure.
Harry and his Hendersons.
Hey, that'd make my pecker hard.
Dude. Yeah, get off, King.
Get off, King.
I love like everyone's calling each other kings and queens now. It's tight. I like this.
I
like this little thing that's happening. Go off, King.
I don't need it. I don't need anyone to call me a king.
Yeah.
I don't want that.
Yeah.
It's fine. Cool. I'm fine. I'm fine.
I'm a jester.
What do you want? Emperor.
Emperor.
No, I don't need any of it. I know I'm not a king. It's
peasant.
Fine.
Say, go off, peasant.
Yes.
I don't need to be told I'm a king.
Go
How
off,
many
peasant.
People are calling you king, Durst?
And you know what I get? No, I'm not saying they are.
The community is out calling you king?
Yeah.
I'm just saying I don't need it. And maybe that's a privilege.
I guess the podcast community calls me king. I don't know. I've are they not saying that
You're
about
not
you?
That guy, pal. Trust me.
You're not that guy. I still got to watch that clip. I don't know what it is.
Oh, you totally
I
do.
I love it.
Nobody is calling me king ever. That's just not happening on the street.
No, I'm not saying to me. I'm saying on the internet, you see people that's like someone will post something and then they'll be like, bless up, king. Oh, yeah, king. Or like
Wait, Blake, you've said it like four times on this podcast today and you don't know what we're talking about?
I know what you're talking about. I'm just saying I don't know about it enough to have an opinion to say like I don't need people calling me king.
True.
No,
what?
The reason it got in my head is because you're the one who keeps saying it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then Durs took a hard stance, like against it, which is strange.
Yeah, Durs like put his foot down, like, don't call me king. I'm like, nobody calling your ass king.
This is what I do here, guys.
Go off, king.
I didn't say don't call me. I didn't say don't call me.
He said he doesn't need it.
You can call me. I said I don't need it.
He says he doesn't need it.
Adam was saying he loves people being called king and queen, and I'm like, you know what? I don't need that. I don't need somebody calling me king and queen because it clearly is like some sort of like support system thing where it's like, I'm going to put you on. And I'm saying I don't need to be called a king to make myself feel like I'm worth it.
There we are. Hey,
sure,
I like that.
Okey-dokey.
I'll tell you what I want. I want somebody to call me king of queens. Okay.
King of Queens. Okay.
Kevin James.
Yeah. If you want to cast me of the new King of Queens.
Yeah.
Nick at Night. Get at this dude.
For real.
Yeah. We don't here on Pod Important. This is important. We don't stand for supporting each other or positivity or like a support system. Fuck it all. Yeah. You got to support yourself. Okay.
Well, no,
we are toxic tear down culture.
We are. No. This is toxic masculinity right here.
I didn't say I don't want people calling each other king and queen. I said I don't need to be called it.
Fuck it.
I don't need to be walking around crying tears of joy around my house like maybe I am a king. Maybe I do matter.
Wait.
Yeah, it is weird how supportive people. I mean, obviously, it's just a rebuke of like online what? Culture rebuke.
Rebuttal?
Rebuke. Rebut.
Sure. Is that the same thing?
Rebuke?
A rebuke?
I don't know.
Yeah, there you go.
Rebuttal?
Root beer.
Root beer.
Yeah, root beer.
It's just a root beer. It's a sarsaparilla.
You know what I mean?
It's a root beer of just like of internet culture where people were so mean. Now people are being so nice that it does feel like it's too much. It's like, can't we just be human beings? We don't always need... I'm with Durs now.
Yeah. I'm pissed now.
I was like, yeah, sure, King Quinn.
Well, yeah, like, we do support each other. We do support each other, but it's a very complex support that has to with exactly what you're saying. Like, you know what I mean?
Yes. You know what I keep seeing? It's been... it's Olympic week, and people are in the pool. They're breaking records. They're winning. They're losing. People's dreams are coming true. Mm. Their hearts are breaking. Mm-hmm. There's been a lot of, I'm going to grab the person I just beat's hand next to me, and I'm going to hold it up like they're a champion too.
Oh, no. Don't
and
like
I'm,
that.
I'm cool with it.
You lose.
Someone did it like really early on, and now it just kept happening. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Why does everyone keep holding everyone's hand up?
No, I would be so salty if the winner that just smoked my ass in the next lane over to me grabs my arm and then puts all the shine on me like I just got seventh place and he just fucking beat a world record.
Goodbye. Yeah.
And he's holding my arm up and I'm like,
yeah, that feels fucking sarcastic.
If you
and mean.
Lose, you can hold up the winner's arm and be like, this dude fucking just killed it, or she just killed it.
You know it's special circumstances. Those motherfuckers aren't getting any human contact at all. They are locked in hotel rooms. Now as soon talking. As they have
Give
the green light, they are touching each other's hands and wanting to feel human connection.
Sure, that. Okay.
Hey, there did you is. Just win silver?
No, I agree. That feels condescending.
Hey, I just beat you. Let me hold your hand up.
Yeah, that feels condescending as shit.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is.
It's like, this guy's actually the winner. And it's like, no, I'm on the higher block. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess you're right. It should be the loser's place to grab the winner and say, you really did it.
Yeah.
Even if the loser, I kind of think if the loser does that and I just won, I'm just like, look at this motherfucker trying to get some shine.
True.
Right. Because the picture's taken. You don't know who's holding up whose arm.
True.
Great point.
It's like you Great jumping point. Into someone's photo. Just be like, and also me too. And you're like, dude, we're not even friends with you. We have no idea who you are. Why are you jumping into our photo?
Oops. Right. Winning.
You're from the Ukraine. I've never met you before.
I've never met you. Suddenly, you're my biggest fan. Get the fuck out of here.
I don't know you. I don't know you.
You're not a king in my book, kid.
Hey.
You're not that guy.
You're not that guy, pal. Trust me.
It's good.
I will say that since you brought up crying, the most recent time I cried.
I want to cry about it.
Was during the opening ceremonies. Which I was like, I don't know. I got hell of emotional watching it. And I think it's just like,
all right.
The Olympics are waterwork makers.
Durs, you cried?
For sure.
What? Durs cried.
I've told you guys that this is the only thing that makes me like well up is real time, like with Ryan Gumbel sports stuff. And this is what the Olympics is.
Oh, yeah. It's sports stuff. That's right.
True. Yes. But
That's
I will right. say, I think there is something to be said for men. Never cry. Please never cry. Don't start crying. But
do not cry. Not in this house.
Yeah.
What if we give the world, the men of the world, one day, which is every 4 years, the opening ceremony is to cry.
It's just the purge.
Yeah, this is like the binge, but it's just like the, what is it? I don't know.
No, the purge.
Well, that's what I was thinking.
Not the binge.
Well, no, but the binge is the purge, right?
The binge is.
I'm talking about the movie, The Purge.
And alcohol.
I know. I'm talking about the movie, The Binge, that was based on the purge.
Oh.
There was a movie called The Binge?
What's the movie, The Binge?
Yeah, The Binge is The Purge, but with drugs and alcohol.
Yeah.
And is it like a National Lampoon movie?
Kind of. sort of.
I don't know who made it. I
think, do.
How come we weren't in it?
I do. I know who made it.
Okay. It was American High, right? Whatever that company is.
American High, yeah. And they make like...
Eduardo's in it.
Yeah, they make high school like specific type movies. And yeah,
Eduardo from The Package on Netflix. Check it out. Funny film. Funny film.
I yes, just rewatched the trailer of that. I was like going through my photo roll and just saw the trailer in it and played it. I'm like, God damn, that was such a funny movie that I feel didn't get enough love. I feel like I just got the algorithm kind of just buried it for me on Netflix. Right. Go check out The Package. It's a movie that we produced. Our good friend Jake Szymanski directed it. Really, really funny cast and
wild premise.
Wild premise.
Just a fucking wild premise.
Wild premise. I mean, we got to say the premise or else people are going to be like, The Package, whatever.
Maybe just tune in.
Okay,
right?
Okay. Go ahead, Anders. Go ahead, Scribe.
Okay, no,
go off, Scribe.
Let's see who tunes in. And then next week, the one-liner.
Oh, stay tuned for the one-liner next week.
We'll see what the community has to say after they watch the movie. The Package essentially is a group of friends go out camping.
Okay.
And
I guess okay.
Adam's going to do it.
We're going to wait a week?
You might as well.
Yeah, yeah. Who cares?
Yeah, let's tell them what the movie's about. Ahead.
That's what I said, and everyone's like, off, Scribe.
No, we were like, go ahead. We were like, go ahead and do it. And then you
I
were
did
like,
say, go off, Scribe.
No!
It felt like you forgot what the movie was about, so I'm like, oh, shit. I'm going to bail out my homie.
Let's just say I don't know exactly
honestly,
what it's about.
I did forget what the movie's about. Yeah, what is it about, Adam?
Oh, Jesus. And
dude,
we produced this movie?
Pretty simple. Kind it's of. Pretty simple.
It's really easy.
Friends go camping.
A group of friends, teenagers, decide to go camping. They all go camping.
I don't remember any of this.
One friend has a knife, and he's playing with it, and he goes to take a piss, and he accidentally chops his cock off, and they can't find it. They find it. They put it on some ice. Another friend goes to get a signal on their phones and loses all their phones. So now they're kind of fucked. He was able to call for a helicopter, and the helicopter comes. They put the dick in a cooler. When they give him the cooler, the coolers were switched, and they gave him the wrong cooler full of all their beer and alcohol.
But they've already airlifted the kid away.
And the kid was taken away with his not cock. And they have his cock, and they have to try to get it back to him through the woods in the middle of the night in order to save his cock.
And this is exactly how Adam pitched the movie in the room, and it sold, and
perfect with us yelling at him.
Yeah.
And that's what Netflix screamed.
I feel like another good name for the movie would have been The Wrong Cougar.
Okay.
That would have been
cool.
That's
pretty good.
You know? Like, if we're just going back and, like, you know.
Oh, my God.
There is a story behind the name of the movie.
Yes, there is.
Very funny.
The name of the movie was literally just the eggplant emoji, but we couldn't clear that.
The eggplant what? Emoji?
Eggplant what?
Emoji.
Okay, yeah. Okay, I know what you're saying.
How do you
emo.
Say
you
it?
You said emo. Is that your new rap name? Emoji?
Emoji. Emoji. I'm in the emoji, dog. So we were talking like country and rap crossover. I'm going emo rap. I'm going the Little Peep route, so don't worry about me. I'll be over here with some face tats soon.
I believe that.
Little Peep. I listened to him after he right after he passed. I'd never really listened to him, but that one album he had before he died was fucking sick.
He's actually really sick. The lane he was in was very dope, and he was doing it correctly. It does suck. It sucks, guys.
R.I.P. Little Peep.
Be careful with substances.
And how did Little Peep die?
I think he took a bad batch of pills, or it was some drug related thing.
See, that's the trouble with drugs. They'll get you sometimes, you know.
They will. You know? You have to be responsible. You have to. It's a dice roll every time you do them.
But you just said you got to be responsible. That's not really part of the whole program.
Responsibly,
though.
Irresponsible. It's like it's like the same as like you don't want to take a fucking crazy trippy drug if you're in a bad headspace. You're gonna have a bad trip. Like, some people I feel like are out here, like, mad, and they're trying to take drugs to, like, escape that feeling, but it's just going to ignite that harder in you and in a very negative way.
Sure. And also, people are doing crazy drugs. Let's just stick to
like the prescription.
To weed and alcohol and mushrooms and acid and ecstasy.
Good old-fashioned cocaine.
And lean.
Some cocaine
and lean.
And
maybe
lean.
Some lean.
And some pills,
whatever you find on the floor of a bathroom in a club.
Lick a toad. I would love to give that a ride.
I'd love to lick a toad. Any kind of tea leaves or something.
Quick story. In college, a buddy of mine was visiting from his school with his like wild ass friends that were like crazy.
Yes,
and we all went out. We had a good time. They were being insane, and we got home and he put his like boot up and we could see like in the groove of his Timberland, he had this like B yellow jacket stripe pill that was like stuck in his boot.
Score.
We were like, yo, what is that? And he pulled it out. He goes, holy shit. This is probably like some fucking drug I stepped on somewhere. And we're like, oh, fuck.
Could
it was
be.
Like, it was like clearly like.
Could be a dick pill.
Maybe.
No, but it was like striped like a bumblebee. It was clearly like some shit. And he goes, awesome. And he just popped it and like slammed it with a beer. And we were like, this dude's crazy.
Out of the Timbo? Out of the grooves of the Timbo straight into the system? Yeah, that's irresponsible.
I'm still going to send it.
The same dude got into a bar fight later, back at a different time. And like, this is a bar we all went to as like
And this
kids.
Is a really close homie of yours?
Wait. No, this is my friend's homie.
Oh, okay.
And like, he went to college with him and he rolled out with us to a bar back home, different time. Huge fight. The people working at the bar that like we know, he like bit the dude's face.
What?
It's just one of those days.
And we were like, what is happening?
He bit the face?
Yeah. People were like banned for life. It was not a good thing. And we were like,
you're like not allowed to bite in fights, but biting a face, if you're going to bite, I guess that's the way to do it. Like biting someone's arm is kind of.
Can't vouch for this guy. He was a maniac.
He was on bath salts.
Well, this is a whole different time. This is just like two stories of one guy.
He's on boot pills.
Yeah. He's on those wasps, those hornets.
This is a maniac. That is, that's some real maniac shit.
Watch out for those friends of friends.
Yeah. Well, just the people who take a pill straight out of their boot and into their mouth
But sometimes somebody brings somebody to a party and it's no new friends.
Yeah. I feel like the ancillary friends are where you get in trouble.
Ancillary.
Yeah.
It's never like sometimes you might have like one homie that you've just been friends with since like the third grade and then he became. His parents got divorced. His dad was a maniac.
Right.
He's acting out.
Isn't it crazy how everyone whose parents got divorced went crazy?
Excuse me. Hello. I'm the poster child right here.
Yeah. Blake's hair used to be straight, and then it just went...
Zoinks.
Mommy, Daddy.
Thank you, Daddy.
Why don't you cry about it?
Yeah, I guess I've been lucky to not have too many friends in my life that like went totally off the deep end and went bizarro crazy, thankfully.
Yeah.
Other than Kyle.
Yeah, Kyle's our friend.
He might be the guy.
I mean, Kyle, by the way, he fell off the pod. I don't know what's going on.
No, this is what I see what Kyle's doing. What he's doing is he gave us 30 minutes and we're all on Zoom and Kyle just disappeared about 5 minutes ago. And it didn't, he wasn't chunking. All of a sudden, he was just he's just gone. And he's going to be like, oh, shit, my internet went out. That sucks.
Right. You think he's big-timing us?
I think he's big-timing us a little bit. Yeah.
He gave us a hot 30. He dropped some dimes, some gems, and then dipped.
Some uncut gems.
Leave him wanting more.
I had to explain big timing to my 7-year-old the other day.
Like big timing like a baby and Manny Fresh or?
No, like when you get big timed by somebody.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Did I ever tell the story on here? What's the name of the dude? This is already ruining the story. The actor from, he was like the Freddie Mercury guy, the Queen actor.
Yeah, Mr. Robot.
Rami Malek?
Yeah.
Rami. Yeah. Did I ever tell my Rami story on here?
No, you have not.
I don't think so.
Go off, King.
So this is me thinking I was getting big timed so hard in a way that like I just couldn't imagine. So,
and let me tell you, Durs is not the one to big time because he'll come at
you. He'll call you out.
I'll say, you're big timing me?
He's back.
Oh, welcome back.
Hey, Kyle.
Hey, all right. Sorry about that.
Hey, we thought you were big timing.
Sorry.
Kyle, we thought you were big-timing us, and Durs has a story about, just to catch you up, Durs has a story about big-timing, starring maybe Rami Malek.
It's science.
Right.
Oh, okay, great.
Go off.
So, at Comic-Con several years ago, Rami Malek came over to our table at a restaurant with Christian Slater to be like, yo, like, I watch your guys' show, Workaholics, like, love it, and he's like a younger dude, so we're like... For sure, you're writing our demo, man. Like, what are you doing here? He was talking about the robot show.
Mr. Robot.
And we were like, oh, sick. Sounds dope.
You big-timed him.
Good luck with that. It hadn't come out yet. And like we were like, yo, Christian Slater, fucking sick.
Yeah, cuffs.
He's your age, Durs. He's 40. He's not like a super young guy.
Is he really?
Uh huh.
Well, he looks great, and I think we can all admit that.
Yeah, he's actor skinny. He's got that actor lean, you know?
Dainty.
A dainty man.
So then cut to like 2 years later, Mr. Robot came out, huge hit, right? Like everyone's watching it. He's like in big movies. He's on the rise. And I'm at some like agency party or one of those, I don't know, something. At some big restaurant, and I see him, and I go.
This is Comic Con, so it's all blurry.
No, this is years later at like a different thing.
My bad, I wasn't following.
Spago.
It was at Spago.
Yeah, I think it was at Spago.
It was 1987.
Yes, points.
No, so I see him, and I go, "Hey, what's up, man?" And he's like, "Hey," and I go, "All right, let me just like refresh this to his memory. We met at Comic Con, Anders." He's like, "We never met," and I go. Okay. And he goes,
right.
And I go, no, like, I'm from Workaholics. Like, we talked at Comic-Con a couple of years ago. Like, I'm super stoked for your show. Like, you're doing great. He goes, I don't know you. I've never met you.
Whoa.
I don't want to know you.
That's cold.
And I go, what? And he goes, I think maybe you met my twin. And I go, oh, yeah. And I was like, oh, yeah, I met your twin? That's what happened? I met your fucking twin somewhere?
Wait, what?
And he goes, yeah. And then he points across the room, and I see Rami Malek across the room.
Mm-hmm.
Then I look at this dude, and I go, this is Rami Malek's twin.
Yeah.
And I go, yo, I did not know. And he goes, that's okay. You don't have to talk to me. And I go, no, like, what's your name? Like, blah, blah, blah. Like, does this happen constantly? And he's like, yeah.
Yeah, for sure he has a resentment.
Durs, I have that 100% exact same story with Rami Malek. I have
this
that
poor
same
guy.
Story. And we might have been at that same party. I think it was a WME party at Catch in LA, which is like a fancy restaurant.
Yes. It's the Spago of now.
Yeah, my bad.
And I think we had just missed each other by like 15 minutes. I remember us being at the same party, but we missed each other by a few minutes. And
ships in the night.
And I had gone on a trip to like a Vegas trip with Rami Malek, and it was like a hilarious crew. It was like the guy that played Hercules. It was Emil Hirsch. It was me. It was Rami Malek. It was
who played Hercules? Yeah, Sorbo did Horp.
Yeah, it was Kevin Sorbo.
It was me, Kevin Sorbo.
Yeah, well, that's hilarious.
A real who's who.
That's the funniest.
Disappointed.
Right.
Oh, I got
disappointed.
It was kind of a bizarre crew. And so we go to Vegas, and I have a great time with these guys.
A bunch of hot guys.
Yeah, a bunch of hot. That's why I was there. Hot boys.
Mm-hmm. You're rolling with some
hot.
So I had like a weekend with these guys. So I like know them now, you know? Mm-hmm. And I see Rami at this party, and I go up to him, and I like cup his titties from behind. Like I come up behind him and like grab his titties.
69, and, dudes!
And I'm like, oh, there's this hot piece of ass or something. Something way inappropriate. And he's like, excuse me? And I'm like, what's
he
up,
just
man?
Starts swinging.
What, man? Yeah. And he goes, I think you're looking for my brother. I have a twin. He like let the cat out of the bag right away because I bet you were there.
You did it already. And I follow up and he's like, I'm done with this shit.
Yeah, I think so.
You gave him the lowdown. I'm from Workaholics. The exact same thing that Durs told him.
Right. He's like, what? These are the dumbest guys ever.
I hate you. I hate your show. Never seen it. Not a fan.
I'm an Always Sunny guy. Broad City's better. Fuck off.
Fuck out of here.
Get the fuck out of here.
But he's just always rolling with his twin to events. That's tough. That's hard. I mean, to like.
I bet his brother. If I had to guess, his brother's somehow involved in the business as well. So it's like, when he goes to like big Hollywood parties, his brother's like, I want to roll to that.
Yeah.
I would also say, as that twin, you want to be able to point over to your brother and be like, I'm not lying right now, because otherwise you have a situation where it's like,
oh yeah, if you're just,
are you a twin?
Right.
That has to be so annoying, because Rami is such a specific, super nice guy, by the way. Rami's like a really great guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
His brother sounds like an asshole, but
No, he was cool. He was cool. I talked to him for like long enough to make it not the worst.
Do you love him?
I'm sure it would be so hard to be the twin brother of a more famous brother.
Right.
Like your brother is super famous because Rami is so specific looking.
Very unique looking.
Yeah. That you're like, there's no way in hell that this man, there's two of this man walking around.
Right. That is actually funny. He's so unique looking, and yet there's someone who looks exactly like him.
Exactly
like him. You're uniquely the same as another person.
By the way, I say he's unique looking. I don't know if he is. To me, he is.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, go off.
Maybe there's an island
of Rami.
What I'm saying is that if you met, like, if you were in fucking England 2,000 years ago and you met your first Asian person, you'd be like, there's no one in the world that looks like this guy. Okay, he looks totally different. Then you go to Asia and you're like, oh, there's a ton of them.
But that's in a scenario where there's no internet, no. I'm telling you, he's a unique looking person.
He's Egyptian, right? I haven't gone to Egypt. There's not that many Egyptian people in our media.
Around you?
Oh, you're surrounded by Egyptians now?
That's how I roll, dog.
I didn't know that. Okay. Wow.
Is he Egyptian or are you just making this shit up?
Oh, I think he's Egyptian.
Yeah. Are you flying on? You think. Okay. Well.
Oh, he is the son of Egyptian immigrant parents. Okay. So maybe in Egypt.
Okay, great. So maybe in Egypt, there's a ton of people. But I'm just basically, I'm covering our ass as we're like, he's so unique looking. And people are like, he's not that unique looking. Anyway.
Well, I'll say we should go on a group trip to Egypt because I've always wanted to roll there. That looks so sick.
Oh, man, I'm down.
Yeah.
So
dude,
down.
The pyramids? Let's fucking
go. Let's go.
Let's go, dude.
Everyone just looks like sexy ass Rami Malek.
Literally, let's go.
Let's go.
Dude, I want to see some motherfucking sarcophaguses, bro. I want to see some mummified shit, dog.
You know, I think I would be a little bummed at the pyramids because every photo I've seen of them,
what? Why?
Okay.
Always imagined. Well, I'm going to.
Art stand.
I'm going to tell you. I'm about to tell you.
I know, but I want to express my confusion.
Okay. Well, I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
It's because it looks like it's in the middle of the desert, and everyone's riding horses and wearing the outfits and doing the thing. But
horses.
Camels.
Camels, bro.
Well, you can ride it. I'm sure there's horses.
There's horses.
But camels specifically.
Arabian horses.
Big ones.
So you're riding the camels, and it looks like you're in the middle of fucking nowhere. Like you're in the middle of the desert.
Yes, you are.
It's fully in a city.
Oh.
You're not.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's just like 100 yards away from, there's just a neighborhood.
Uh-huh. By the pyramids?
Yeah.
By the pyramids.
Right. So here's my question. But you know that.
Yes.
So where's the disappointment going to be coming from?
Thank you.
I think actually seeing it would be, I'd be like, oh, fuck. I wish we had to travel out to these pyramids and feel like you're away from everything and feel like you're in a whole new world. Like you're literally, you can go to a Starbucks.
A whole new world. Don't you dare close your eyes.
A whole new.
Exactly.
You think it's going to be like Aladdin?
I do.
God damn, Adam, your whole knowledge of Egyptian culture is through Disney's Aladdin.
That's not the same.
Well, see, I don't want to go to Starbucks, have the ice not melt, and I'm still drinking my Starbucks.
I feel you.
That seems like your dream.
Yeah, exactly.
Stop.
It seems like your dream to have a cold Starbucks and then to hit up some pyramids.
I
want to
be like, I got to have snacks. We're going to be out in the middle of the desert. I have to have a camelback.
You want a journey.
I want to pack my snacks.
I want it to be an adventure.
Yes.
It won't be much of an adventure. It's just a sightseeing thing.
But can't you do that? Isn't there some, you can go on an adventure when you're visiting Egypt. Maybe it's not the pyramids, but you could go out there in the Sahara.
Yeah, for sure. I bet you could go like deep.
Oh, sure. I could see sand. That sounds tight.
I have no idea. I'm very,
no,
very...
I had a similar
but wait,
thing.
Adam, you just said, wait, hang on. You can't have it both ways. You can't go, I want an adventure. And now when Kyle's like, I'm sure there's other, and you're like, oh, so I could just go see sand. But that's what you're talking about. You want.
No. Right. What I'm talking about is I go out and there's a tomb in the middle of the desert that you have to travel to.
Through sand.
This motherfucker thinks it's Indiana Jones.
Yeah, he wants to be Harrison Ford.
Yeah, I do. I do want that.
Okay.
I do want that. I'm just saying that's the knock.
Adam, just go to Vegas.
I've been and I like it.
Alexandretta.
Excalibur.
Alexandretta.
Just shut your big yapper. Well, isn't it weird that is like they built I mean, it's not weird because I guess that's where the
aliens built, but go off.
People were there, so then they just built the civilization right there.
Yes, exactly.
But
like building shit near a river.
Yeah.
You need to watch Stargate right quick because aliens did build that shit. But anyways.
No, don't.
I had a similar thing, Adam, because I really like the show Rami on Hulu. Shout out to my squad. But he goes to Egypt in the season and he's like on the freeway. And then there's just a fucking pyramid there. I was like, I totally thought it was something like a destination way off.
Yes.
So I had a similar thing where it was like, oh, shit, they're just out there. But that kind of made me like it more.
It doesn't make me like it more, but I mean, I still would like to see it. I want to see all the wonders of the world.
But like, imagine being in LA and instead of looking up and seeing like the observatory, it's like a straight up pyramid that was made way back in the day. That just blows your fucking mind. To me, that's just crazy that it's built around that.
Yeah, dog.
Blows your fucking mind.
Yeah, we have the La Brea tar pits.
Yeah, we have the Hollywood sign.
We have the Hollywood sign.
Yeah, we do have the tar pits. That's right.
Let's go.
Have you seen the NBC show called La Brea that looks absolutely insane? It looks fucking nuts. So what I could gather from the commercial that they played during the Olympics is the La Brea tar pits open up and now there's a portal to a prehistoric world that this family falls through and they are now like in
Land of the Lost
dinosaur times.
That was the show.
It blew my fucking mind.
Land of the Lost.
Land of the Lost. I like
remember
it.
That shit. Saturday mornings. That was the show.
I don't.
Yes, absolutely.
Nick at night.
And the sister was so hot with the glasses. Oh my gosh, I had a thing.
And we're gonna post the theme song intro to that right now because it was fucking sick. We opened the door and found dinosaurs
living in the Land of the Lost. Also, the little monkey bro was so cool. It was for sure not a monkey with strings tied to his lips. It was like a dude in a costume, but it was so scary.
Yeah.
Legitimately.
Don't know. Don't know that.
You never saw Land of the Lost? Oh, dude.
Land of the Lost?
Did you see the movie? What about the movie? I saw the movie.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but the show was where it was at. There was like this little baby dinosaur and a little baby monkey dude. Right. And then there was this hot sister that I was talking.
Yeah, I think like Yorma Taccone.
Yorma was the guy in the movie.
Yorma played the monkey in the movie, right? Yeah.
I never saw the movie.
It was cool.
Isn't that Will Ferrell?
It was god-awful.
It wasn't god-awful. It wasn't. I won't do that.
It's science.
I think about it a lot.
What do you mean you won't do that? It was bad science.
I won't say it's god-awful. That's a really... What does that even mean? God-awful?
What is god-awful? It means even God hates it.
It means God was... You know how God made everything, right? So he made that awful.
So it's god-awful. That is a crazy-ass phrase.
It was a mess. It was a mess. There's nothing wrong with a mess. All those people have had plenty of successes. They're not total losers.
Hated it.
There's a scene in that movie that's kind of cool where they were using like auto-tune when they were touching some orb and shit, and I thought that was cool. What's up with that?
I bet it's dope. I bet it's good.
I think it was sick.
Adam won't see any Land of the Lost products. Not gonna.
No, sir, I don't like it.
When you guys were kids, just to go back to tar pits,
we have to.
When I was a kid, I had a vision of the La Brea tar pits being like this super epic place. Did you guys uphold it in your memory as something that was supposed to be awesome?
We did not know about it.
Yeah, we didn't even know that it was a thing.
No, I knew about it, Blake.
Well, I loved dinosaurs as a kid. Like, La Brea tar pits was some shit you heard about in the streets.
Well, yeah, you guys are California
kids. That's California.
You guys are California kids. In the Midwest, we're...
Yeah. What, Midwesterners? You don't care about dinosaurs?
We don't know about the... I didn't know about the La Brea tar pits almost in like five... I'd lived here for like 4 years before I knew that the tar pits were even here.
Wait, were the dinosaurs even in your neck of the woods?
Mammoths.
Also, guys, let's talk to the community real quick.
Thank you.
Because the community doesn't know what the fuck you're talking about, Blake. Because if you're anywhere besides California, you don't know about the La Brea tar pits.
I'm pissed now!
Did you not have dinosaurs where you grew up? Did dinosaur bones come from where you guys grew up?
Did they roam our earth?
Yeah.
I don't know. Probably.
I don't
like
know.
Were they in Chicago? Were they in...
For sure. They're everywhere. I think they named a dinosaur like Chicagosaurus or some shit.
Okay, that's cool.
Don't quote me on that.
All I know is that we have the big T-Rex named Sue. I think that's our claim to fame.
Beautiful.
Okay, so anybody who doesn't know what the fuck the La Brea tar pits are.
Oh, hey, don't be rude to the community. Just explain it. Yeah, don't be rude.
Well, it's just weird. I assumed we were all on the same dinosaur plane, but I guess not.
We're not.
Yeah. Dinosaur plane?
We're not.
That's tight.
And Blake, I know exactly what the tar pits are, but if you could explain it to me just to refresh me, I...
Yeah, and we all know exactly what it is, and I've seen it, because what I've seen is there's like... It looks like a puddle.
It's a tar.
It is.
It looks like a shitty puddle, like a tiny, very tiny pond.
Yes. No, that's what's weird is because in my mind, I thought it was this like giant like desert of bubbling oil and tar and shit. Right. But really what it is right now is just this like lake of tar in the middle of LA.
Right. Dude, it's like half a football field.
It's that's being generous to be, call it a lake. That's yeah. that's generous. It's a small pond that like yeah. a rich person would have in their yard.
Right. Like a rich Kansas person would say, you drive past our pond yes. up to the house. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is like a lot of like mammoths and shit that used to roam the earth would step into this thing and then just straight up drown. So a lot of really well preserved like fossils were found in the tar pits, and that's what made it really special. But
dino DNA
to show up there now, it's not super sick.
Yeah, it's just like in the center of Miracle Mile. It's just like chilling right by the Ralphs.
Right.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
right next to Ralphs.
Yeah. But what is cool is, have you guys rolled up? It's still bubbling. Like, it's still a tar pit.
Oh my God, is it?
Yeah.
Oh my God. I gotta
yeah.
go. It's yeah. bubbling? I don't give a fuck.
Bro, what? The best thing.
Oh like, my what? God.
Bro, it's been bubbling since the mammoths were on Earth and you're not stoked?
Yo, are you for real? It's been bubbling that whole time?
Those could be the same bubbles,
yo, I
dude.
Went to the beach. The waves are still waving.
Dude, they're still crashing. Oh, yo, shit.
Yeah, that's cool.
Perfect. Did y'all feel that wind the other day? The wind was winding.
Yes.
Dude, I went hey, out man. In the sun. Dude. Look at
all right,
it.
Whatever.
It's still sunning.
Did you guys read Far Side when you were kids? Because I remember mm-hmm. One of my favorite Far Side cartoons was just like a dinosaur selling rugs and said La Brea carpets.
It's the Bay.
That's great. But there's also an actual store called
Yes,
like,
Points!
Thank you.
La Brea Carpets.
Lawrence of La Brea, and he sells carpets, right?
Yep.
Man.
Yeah, carpet stores have the best names.
Words are fun.
I love puns.
I bought a dumb expensive rug from Lawrence of La Brea.
Yeah?
Did you?
Worth it? Worth doing it?
Not for me. That was a Chloe, she wanted a nice rug. And admittedly, now that it's in my house, I really like it. But god damn, are rugs fucking expensive?
Bro, I feel that.
Dude. I'm just like, holy shit. I didn't even know that they could cost that much money. I was like, and I was wondering why they were being so nice too, because we didn't like they brought over one and it didn't quite fit in the house. Like they delivered it and they go, mm-hmm. I'm going to go back to the store. I'm going to bring 10 rugs and we're going to find you the perfect rug. And and I'm like, okay. And then he comes back and then these men bring all these rugs into my house. I'm like, these men are being so nice. And then it wasn't until like I gave him the credit card to pay for the goddamn thing that I was like, oh, now I know, because I just mm-hmm. bought a fucking car
yeah.
to put on my floor
right.
to walk on.
Jesus.
I'm like, oh, that's yeah. why they were being so fucking nice.
Cause I am.
Those are definitely one of those items that if you see them places, like you never appreciate that stuff till you actually go into a store and realize how much of a flex a dope rug in your house is.
I'm flexing.
Right. So things for you are based on monetary value alone.
Yeah.
Yeah, not me.
No, it's
not
just
me.
Sometimes you overlook things in life because you don't realize what the price tag is. But
I'm flexing, dog.
Someone just put in our chat, Persian rugs can be up to $30,000. Mm-hmm. They can be up to $150,000. I guarantee you. Some of the size of these rugs where you're like,
oh, yeah.
whose living room is 60 by 40?
Yeah.
E40.
Yeah.
E40 for
E40.
Sure.
E40. Oh, that's yeah. probably
true. E40. Yep.
I like how you think of like the richest person and Blake immediately goes to E40.
Yeah.
Well, I will say the 60 by 40 informed that decision and I just yeah. kind of built off of it.
Yeah. That is true.
He
yeah.
just did the number yeah, right. thing. Yeah.
But I'm sure the most expensive Persian rug is $33.8 million coming from Anna. This is a fact.
Yeah,
the most expensive Persian rug, and mine was less than that. I will say, yeah, it was less
than 33 mil.
Less than 33.8 million.
Cheapskate.
Yeah, so I guess I wasn't, as Blake liked to say, flexing on everyone.
Dude, your girl has such shitty taste.
Yeah,
yeah. I guess you're not the E40 of our friend group. So
I'm not.
No. Sorry about it.
But admittedly, it makes me go like, because then I had some other rugs that I got just when I first moved in the house. And
damn, son.
Yes, rugs.
It makes me go like, oh, this rug fucking sucks. Now that you have like a really nice one, you're like, oh, you appreciate. It's weird when you start to make money and you just have nicer things and you're just like,
fuck yeah.
Oh, I do like this more.
Yeah.
I kind of hate that about myself.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
I hate that.
I like this. You know what though? I bought a fancy rug and it shed for like 6 months.
Ew.
And we were like,
fuck this.
How long? Because it had like long fibers. It looked really fucking cool.
It was a dog.
Know? I was like, oh, mm-hmm. Look at this. It ran away. It was a dog.
It was a dog. You accidentally bought a dog.
This is important.
We hit him up and we go, how much longer does this happen? And they were like, it could be 2 years. And we were like, come get this shit. Because their whole thing is that you bought it for 20 years, right?
Sure.
So 2 years out of 20 is nothing. And I'm like, get this shit out of here now.
Well, was it not? Because the one that I bought was like super old. It was like, you know, it was like an antique.
Oh, it was worn.
This was like a new rug. Right.
By the way, that's how they really got you. They're like, we just vacuumed this shit.
You got a used rug.
Oh, dude, I know. Yeah, it's like used. There was like holes in it that you could tell that they fixed.
Footsteps on it.
Let me sell a used rug.
I know. I was. That's why I was like, how much is this fucking used rug?
Yeah.
Did it have some kind of history? I feel like they must have sold you on some shit like, this used to be in the house of
Greta Garbo's rug.
Colonel Mustard.
No.
On the floor of Spago.
Just the fact that it was super fucking old, and I guess that's cool. I have no fucking idea.
It is cool. Like, if these things had a life before you, but like, get me in that rug business, dude. Where like when people die, you just roll through to the estate sale and scoop up some rugs and resell them.
Yeah, I'm down with that, Durs.
Okay, so old rugs are cool, but a bubbling ass fucking tar pit is not impressive to you. But okay, go off, King. Go off.
I didn't say a tar pit wasn't cool. I just said it wasn't.
Well, you were not impressed.
You kind of did. You kind of were shitting
Hold
on
up.
It.
Hold no. I said that it wasn't a big deal that it was still bubbling. That's what they do.
But like, homie,
they stay bubbling.
Tar pits.
And you were like, you know, it's still bubbling, as if like the bubbles are the thing.
What's hot?
No, that's not what they do. That's what it does. That it is a special tar pit. If I had to guess, I don't think there's many tar pits in the world.
But you don't know. Carpets over tar pits. Standing there. That's where I'm going to be at. Okay.
Hey, thank you, Gary Larson. Thank you, Gary Larson.
Yes, points.
You ripped that from my mouth, dude. I was.
Dang. I can't argue that. That just goes a little too hard.
Carpets over tar pits.
God, you're going to be such a...
I'll be right over here chilling for a couple minutes. Bubbling.
Oh, man. Okay, well...
So do we have any take-backs, apologies, giveaways, slams?
Compliments.
Epic slams, compliments.
Yeah.
I'd like to compliment Dennis Devine's battle.
Yeah, dude.
His fight.
Hell
man.
Yeah, brother. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Just a true ass kicker.
That shit's important.
Yeah, it is.
Good job, man. Hell yeah, can't wait to see
you. And I want to apologize to the cancer. Sorry, you're off the project.
Sorry,
there we
bitch,
go.
You're off the project.
Sorry, cancer, you got your ass beat.
You've been cancered.
Cancer culture.
You lose!
That's for the cancer right there. I'll give a shout out to part of our community. Since we were speaking of twins, it made me think of my favorite set of twins.
Yep.
Twins.
Release the twins.
Atiba and Akko Jefferson. I love you guys. My favorite twins. I hope you're listening.
Dude.
Thanks for being part of the community.
Dude, and our community is just growing.
Atiba's at the Olympics, man.
He is. Atiba's at the Olympics. So let's talk about it on part two.
Okay. We'll talk about it next week on part two. I guess, you know what? I'm sorry I went so hard at the people raising each other's hands. Like, do your thing. I know that we're in the do your thing era. Mm. So I guess do your thing.
You lose!
But if you lose, you got to raise the... Don't win and raise somebody else's hand.
Yeah,
it's
not nice.
It's demeaning. I know.
Well, ask them first. Ask them before.
Right.
Get consent.
Hey, can we do this? Can I raise your hand? Hang on,
just
wait.
Thought you did really good. Not as good as me, but you did pretty good.
Sorry, my cap is over my ears. What'd you say?
Can you raise my hand?
They're filming us.
Can you raise my hand?
Yeah, I'm really tired.
Hey, next time we're all on a red carpet together... or separate. You know how like they take group photos and then they take separate photos? we have to keep jumping in each other's separate photos and then raising each other's hands.
Oh, here's the guy.
Yeah. This guy right here.
I'm down.
He did it. He did it. Blake is in this project.
The era of guys doing fists at each other from like action movies.
Oh yeah.
Like doesn't exist anymore.
The boxing stance.
It's
the
so good. Stance. Like Dolph Lundgren, if you follow him on Instagram, he was doing that like to his fiance or girlfriend or wife the other day. He like had a fist on her chin and I was like,
yes, sir.
I'm like, I don't know what the message is here.
Yeah.
Like, but
he can do
but
it.
It's automatic for those dudes. They automatically go right into the fists like boxer photo.
Well, remember that wild ass story? Dolph like fended off like intruder in his home. So
oh yeah.
What?
Yeah, remember?
Imagine if someone busts into your house and Dolph Lundgren comes around the corner just like 6'5".
Get out of my house.
Yeah, you're like, absolutely, sir. So sorry. I am so sorry I was about to rob you.
But wait, when was this and did he tell us this story?
It was a few years ago. It might have been after he was on our show, but for sure, like someone came into his house, like a intruder, mm-hmm. and I can't remember if they were fans and they're kind of like, "Oh yeah, wrong house, sorry, bro," or if he beat the shit out of them. But he defused the situation.
Because right. I know LL did that.
Great, great way to wrap this up.
All right,
okay. And this was an episode of
This is important. Thanks, Kyle.
Thanks,
let's
man.
Wrap this shit up.
Yep.
All right.
Hey, see you next week.
Soon. Bye.